Good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to start this fresh week with you. And today we are in 2 Samuel chapter 9, beginning at verse 1, where on one of the occasions when David spared Saul's life, David promised that he would spare Saul's descendants. That's in 1 Samuel 24, verse 21. He had also promised Saul's son, Jonathan, that he would show loyalty to Jonathan's family. In today's reading, David wants to show kindness to Saul's family. He seeks out Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, who is crippled, and David gives him the land that once belonged to his grandfather, Saul. David promises to feed and care for him like one of his own sons. So let's get started. God's saving word for this week is mercy and forgiveness. Let's begin. One day, David asked, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family? If there is, I would like to show him kindness for Jonathan's sake." There was a servant of Saul's family named Ziba, and he was told to go to David. "Are you Ziba?" the king asked. "At your service, sir," he replied. The king asked him, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness, as I promised God I would?" Ziba answered, "There is still one of Jonathan's sons. He is crippled." "Where is he?" the king asked. "He's at the home of Machir, son of Ammiel, in Lodabar," Ziba answered. So King David sent for him. When Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan and grandson of Saul, arrived, he bowed down before David in respect. David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "At your service, sir." "Don't be afraid," David replied. "I will be kind to you for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will give you back all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always be welcome at my table." Mephibosheth bowed again and said, "I am no better than a dead dog, sir. Why would you be so good to me?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said, "I am giving Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You, your sons, and your servants will farm the land for your master's, Saul's family, and bring in the harvest to provide food for them. But Mephibosheth himself will always be a guest at my table." Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. So Ziba answered, "I will do everything that your majesty commands." So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table, just like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's family became servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet, lived in Jerusalem, eating all his meals at the king's table. Today's key verse is 2 Samuel 9, verse 3, and the king asked Ziba, "Is there anyone left of Saul's family to whom I can show loyalty and kindness as I promised God I would?" You know, God honored Mephibosheth by giving him a place at his table. Why David wanted to show kindness to him? Well, it was because of a promise that he had made earlier to Saul, and David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan, were best of friends. Is there someone you know who needs to be shown kindness today? Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your steadfast faithfulness and love. Teach me to act in ways that are kind and loving to all those I encounter today. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Join us tomorrow morning when we will be reading from Hosea chapter 1, where the prophet Hosea is told to marry an unfaithful woman. Until tomorrow then, God bless.